This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 407 for Thursday, September 9th, 2021. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Good morning. Did you know?
Oh, God.
Did you know that dad jokes must be written down on paper?
Why?
Because they're not dad jokes unless they're terrible. This week.
Yes.
Actually, last week was Hobonichi.
Early.
Hobonichi showed up early. It was really
kind of funny.
It was kind of funny because we were sitting. I had gotten a call from DHL and they said, okay, your package is here. You need to pay the duty. So I went ahead and I did that right away. And
because in past years, it has sat for a couple days and not moved. And then it's like, what the hell's going on?
You pay it and then it moves the next day.
Right.
Amanda and I were going to get a soda in the afternoon, so we're out in the plaza and we're getting a soda, and we see the DHL guy walking with a big cart. He's got all these boxes, and we each look at each other and we're like, "Oh my God, Hobonichi's here! Hobonichi came 3 days early."
Woo!
So everybody,
which is awesome for the people at home who knew that they were pre-ordering, but we all know that even if it's a pre-order, you place your order, and you go to the front door, and you wait for the guy to deliver it.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it showed up. So it was, and it had gotten to Milwaukee, which is an hour and a half away, and then boom, it was in Appleton. So
that was like the only thing that fit in their truck, right? Because it was a ton of boxes.
It was a lot. So I do want to mention, before I forget, there were three. Three particular Hobonichi that didn't get shipped immediately with the first batch.
Yes.
That are supposed to be like a couple of weeks delay.
They had notified us just before they shipped and said, we are terribly sorry, but there is a delay on just a couple SKUs. They were delayed getting into them.
Yeah.
So they couldn't ship them out. They are on the way.
Yeah, so the Safari 2 and the other one was the With Time Hobonichi, but they are coming. So if you order Safari 2, I know that's the big one. They're still on their way.
Yes.
So we will ship those out as soon as we get them. But everything else came in.
Yes.
Unscathed, despite some of the boxes being actually ripped open, but Hobonichi packed really well. And so we got pretty much most of that out now. So if you've ordered a Hobonichi, it's left the boat. So. But we have a couple here.
Well, what do you mean it's left the boat?
What's left us.
Right. We've shipped it.
We've shipped it.
It came
if
in.
If you ordered it,
we've shipped it
out. It's on its way to you.
Awesome.
This is mine.
So last week, just ignore everything we said last week, because apparently Brian is getting a new cover.
I am getting a new cover. Yeah, look at it. Isn't that nice?
Denim and what? Cinnamon? denim and brown?
It's really just pretty.
Yeah,
just the denim. But it's a nice cover, and it's, you notice it's not in the plastic. I've even taken it out. I've put it in here already.
I see that.
I am ready to go.
Oh, okay.
It's about as early as I've ever been. I like that color. I like the combination, the brown.
I'm going to ask all of you to reach out periodically and hold Brian accountable. Are you using your hobo?
Oh, my goodness. Pressure's on.
Yeah. And so I think it was last week I said I wasn't going to have a hobo. I've done the weeks. I've done the
cousin. I think you've done the A6. You've done them all.
I think I did the Techo as well. And I decided that I've really embraced Google Calendar because I don't have that many appointments. I have a lot of to-dos. And so that's changed in the last week. So
look at this. You've got a hobo.
I've got a hobo.
All right.
I took the white lines black, and I'm going to use it. I'm just going to go there. I'm going to use this to keep track of my moods while I'm in Chicago.
Put little stickers in there?
It gets lonely. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm just going to,
Miss Brian.
No.
No. Okay. All right.
Good day, rainy day. Okay. You know, I struggle in the winter. And I think I'm going to use it to track my moods and keep track of everyday wins.
Okay.
We had a good day in the store. It was a beautiful, I had sushi. You know, somebody came in from out of town. I'm going to keep track of positive things.
Okay, great.
But this is kind of boring. So I...
You know, they have other weeks available.
I know, but you know, I'm trying to save those for everybody else. And I'm kind of crafty, and I have a clear cover that I have left over from a couple years ago. It must have been last year.
Probably.
So I went to the craft store, and I got some really pretty craft paper. I made a template, and I am going to
put... a template? So you're going to cut it out?
Yeah, I'm going to cut it.
Well, this is nice. What a crafty idea.
It's inside my clear cover, and so it will... And I can change it.
You can mix it up. Look at that. Okay.
There you go. This one actually reminds me of my Graham's Danish china.
All right.
This one is...
looks like your Liberty fabric.
It does. It has an adhesive back. So if you think that what you got maybe down the road is a little boring, you can jazz it up
with the cover.
Jazz it up.
There you go.
We've
got a couple... Now, we are sold out of a couple of things already. I'm completely shocked, quite frankly, because I thought I had ordered sufficient enough. The plain A6 Tachos are temporarily sold out. And there's a number of one-off weeks or weeks mega or whatever that are sold out. But we have a really good selection of sets left.
Oh, these are so cute.
And so I just brought in a couple of, you know, what's available here. This is the one with the
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower on it, thank you. Yeah, we got the sneakers. That one's a neat color.
The cobalt blue is really cool. Yeah. Now, this has a slightly different cover. It's thinner and as opposed to, you know, the rest of the normal weeks are a little bit of a hard cover. These are a soft cover, which is very interesting.
So we've got some real pretty ones.
Oh my God, look at
that's a little bunny.
Bunny rabbits, how cute.
The candy stripper.
It's so cute.
What's it called?
They have little lace collars.
Yeah,
it's
cute.
Adorable.
That.
That's
the Kopek.
Yep.
Joseph Kopek. It's on the side.
Doggy and Pussycat.
Yeah, Doggy and Pussycat. And then look at this on the back. The little doggy.
That's adorable.
Isn't that adorable?
That's adorable.
That's cute.
They're just so darn creative.
That one's nice.
One of the Liberty Fabrics. This reminds me of mine. Mine from last year is a little darker.
That's a cover only.
Yes, cover only, but just like mine, it's got, I use this for all my credit cards, and my ID goes down here, and then change, there's a pocket, two pockets, zippered pouch, it's just wonderful, and then this one has a little tassel.
Nice little tassel there.
Yeah. These are just adorable.
What else we got here? This one I think is cute too. This is the cousin, so we do have some cousin sets left.
Yes.
This one's just fun. It's got all sorts of little different things on it going on. There's some stretching and...
There's a donut.
There's a donut.
And a cup
right
of coffee.
Right in the cover there. I don't even know which ones these are. Look at this one. This one here is...
Is this a can of tuna?
A can of... It could
it's
be.
Fish?
It's a can of tuna, yeah. Look at this one.
There's a little tricycle.
This one I think is one of
the... This is so cute.
This is one of the Liberties, I think. But...
Oh, yeah.
So,
just really... Cool, just so creative. So grab yours before they're gone.
There will be a second order period for us. Hope NHL allows us to order another time. It's going to be in probably in a few weeks.
Okay.
So if you're looking for the A6, you can sign up for the back in stock notification. We'll get those ordered again. So.
But keep in mind that not all of the initial order will be available the second time around, are we going to order all of them again.
We can't be guaranteed what will be available from Hobonichi if they sell out of, you know, the dog and pussycat or something.
Right.
Yeah, then I won't be able to get it. But
so my best advice is if you think you want one, I would buy it.
Yeah.
Because
unless you're looking for the A6, just the plain Tacho,
right.
Because they will... They will have more of those.
So. And yes, it is all Tomoe River paper.
Yep. All right.
These are Clairefontaine. We carry the Neo Deco notebooks, and these are three new colors and patterns. And so you've got Madder Red.
Oh, you know the colors.
I just added them to the website. Pumpkin and Turquoise.
I like the pumpkin.
These are pretty.
The pumpkin's a neat color.
These all have a design in gold on them.
Nice. So it's got kind of an ivory, ivory lined paper.
Same as the other ones in a lined paper.
Stitched.
Stitched. It's sewn bound.
It's pretty.
A5.
Yep. Pretty flat.
Clairefontaine, what more do you need to say? But really pretty. I like how they mix up the lineup.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun little change of pace.
Yeah.
So Clairefontaine Neo Deco. Those just came in.
I sold my vacuum the other day. All it was doing was collecting dust.
We've got some pens we need that are going away that we need to talk about.
You know, it's so rare that these two brands have discounts.
Yes. So first up, we'll talk about the Sailor Don't Miss the Boat promotion.
Love it. It's so cute.
There's actually only one pen left because everything else sold out. Key Lime.
The Fresca's gone.
Frescas are all gone. Key Lime in 1911 standard.
Okay.
We do have a couple of them available.
It's so bright. I love it. It's like cheery and happy.
Yeah, if you like green, this is you know, it's not a shy.
You will never
shy
lose
color.
This in your purse.
Everything else that was discontinued
is gone.
Okay. Fresca, the Graphite Lighthouse,
the yellow,
Ringless, Epinard, the yellow, the 1911 standards in yellow, blue, and red. Those are all gone.
Okay.
So they all disappeared the first day. I think we've got maybe two of these guys left.
Okay.
Two 1911 standard key lime. The two pens are listed up by nib. If you don't see the nib you're looking for, please feel free to call or email, and we'll see if we can get you hooked up with something else. But for ease of use, since we were selling a whole bunch of Sailors the other day, they're just in by nib. So.
Okay.
Next up, Platinum. Now this came to me. This came to a shock to me.
Yeah.
When this came in last week, the Platinum President
has been discontinued.
In all colors, period. This is done.
So
gone.
The Platinum President model is done.
So there's a black and gold. Your classic black and gold, and this is just slightly larger than the 3776. Just slightly larger in girth and a smidge longer, maybe.
I wonder if maybe that was why.
A little bit higher price, but you get this beautiful 18 karat two-tone nib. I do love that.
I do love two-tone nibs.
It says President on it. It is really super cool. We do have it in the burgundy.
I like
the burgundy is nice with the gold trim and
black
and rhodium. So, and they all use the same two-tone nib, which is really nice. A little trimming on the end.
So Platinum Presidents.
Platinum Presidents 40% off.
And when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, we've got a few of them left. They're real good pens. I've got one of these. And for a long time, I was thinking, you know what? I don't use that pen very often. I would keep it on my bench downstairs. I say, you know, I don't use this. Maybe I could sell this. And then I write with it. And I go, no, there's no way. No way. I'm selling this pen. It's such a great pen. So. Presidents.
Well, hang on to it now.
I actually, before the podcast, I had to look because I had to make sure I still had it. Otherwise, I was going to take one of these. But a little distinct clip, a little bit different than a 3776.
Yeah,
it's a nice, nice pen.
It's a nice design, but I guess I can see if you're trying to streamline.
It's pretty similar to a 3776.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty similar. So those are going away. We have all three variations available.
At the moment,
and they are what they are since the nibs don't swap with anything else. But feel free to get in touch with us because we could swap between Presidents if you don't have we don't have the nib you're looking for. So we do have an Ultra Extra Fine, I think, available, and a President, which is not very common, and some broads, and you know we have a reasonable selection.
Small handful.
Yeah.
These are pretty.
I like them.
I'm surprised
I came
that
around.
You ordered these because you were just so against the Wanderlust a couple years ago.
I was.
This reminds me.
The green one is nice.
Yeah. These are really cool. I like that it's got kind of a ivory base. I really like the trim band, which surprises
me.
It's very not cross.
Yeah, it's very blingy.
Yeah.
It's actually got a little texture to it.
It does, which I like.
Almost like sandpaper, almost, you know. You run your finger across it. But then we do have a gold version here on the green, and the green is really pretty.
Really, really pretty. Just, and this is based on the Century 2?
Century 2, yes, correct, yes.
Same as the Wanderlust.
A little bit larger. than the standard Century, the one that we all got as graduation gifts. So the Century 2 is a, Century 2 is a decent
with
size.
With your name engraved?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I never had my name engraved, but
I don't remember if I did. Nice. Pen and pencil, right? Ballpoint and a pencil set?
Ballpoint and a mechanical pencil, yeah.
Standard high school graduation gift.
Everyone
back in the 80s.
Everyone got it.
Yeah.
Ribbed section on here, that's kind of nice. It's a little texture on there.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Not enough to leave any marks on your hand, but just enough so that it's not slippery.
Yeah. Steel nib, finer medium.
Okay. That keeps it easy.
They're pretty. They liven up the case. I didn't used to like them, but I like them now because they do. You know, in a sea of black and blue and red pens.
Well, and you need something for a gift. You need something for, you just want something a little different.
This purple is nice. I like that purple.
I can make that happen for
you. Yeah, I know you could. So anyway, and they're the same size as the Wanderlust. So basically it's a different pattern. But they've got little jewels and stuff in there.
Yeah,
it's kind
really
of fun. So
definitely different for Cross, which I like.
So they've been around a while. It just took me a while to warm up to them. So Cross Botanicas.
You don't get out of your box very often.
I don't get out of my box very often. Rollerballs and ballpoints are on their way, but for some reason we've got fountain pens before the rest. So
okay.
Coming in today. And we can ship them today, I believe. The Twisby 580 ALR in navy blue.
A little darker than the Prussian blue.
Yep.
I've been reading some comments on some of the fountain pen boards, and some people, you know, it's like when we had the neon lime and the yellow green or whatever it was.
Okay.
Some of them are similar. I do believe that the navy is definitely a different color.
Oh, it is, yeah, absolutely.
A little bit darker.
Yeah, it's noticeable.
But if you collect these, you're gonna have to.
Yeah, it's not as teal as the Prussian blue,
right.
Which
I like.
Is nice. So
yeah.
But those are shipping today. We're getting them in, and then we can ship them. So we had pre-sales for a couple of days.
Are these a one and done limited, or
no,
are these part of the regular lineup?
I think these are going to be around for a little bit.
Okay.
So, also coming soon.
I know. Now this.
Now this is limited.
Ultra limited.
You know how many pieces?
1,350 pieces. It's either 1850 or 1350. I think it's 1350.
Less than 2,000 pieces made.
1,350 pieces were made worldwide. The Lamy Scala Infinite Orange.
I like this pen. I like the color.
It's a really pretty shade of orange.
It'd go well with this pumpkin.
It might even look good in your hobo.
The Scala's growing on me. It's a heavier, more very German kind of a squared off pen.
But I like the clip.
The clip design, the way it comes into and especially on a colored pen where there's a little more contrast, I think it's interesting. This orange pops. Really nice.
These are numbered pens.
So
the number is on the clip, and it comes in typical Lamy, pretty compact packaging, but those boxes are jam-packed with stuff. So you get the pen. You get a Z27 converter.
Okay.
You get a bottle of Lamy Limited Edition Infinite Orange ink.
Okay.
You get a 5-pack of black cartridges, and you get a 5-pack of blue-black cartridges.
Wow. Limited edition, it is coming soon.
Yes. Gold nib.
Gold nib, yes. 14-karat gold nib. So it does come with that gold nib price.
But if you like the Lamy Scala or you love orange, this is
if you
pen.
Love orange, that's the pens.
I ordered a chicken and an egg online. I'll let you know.
This is a heck of a box.
He Brian decided without me pretty much that we were gonna do this, and I wasn't sold on it, I have to tell you.
Look at this box.
I like the box.
I like the box. It's nice. The Esterbrook SD Accutron has arrived. The oversized has arrived. Really nice black and gold packaging.
You know, they've really nailed the packaging.
Yeah, it's good.
Sincerely.
It's good.
We see a lot of bad packaging.
And then inside, I'm just gonna, you get your black
cloth.
Ooh,
that's cool.
But what's cool about this is if you can see inside the box here,
the
Accutron Tuning Fork logo is on the inside of the box.
Yeah, let me see this.
Let's take that off.
Yeah. It's way too big for me.
So this is the oversized Estee.
Wow.
And
it's got the Accutron name and logo at the bottom.
On the cap band.
On the cap, where the cap band would be. These are numbered.
Serial numbered. These
there are only 100 of
only
these.
Only 100, yep.
Wow.
And a 14-karat gold Yovo nib with the Tuning Fork Accutron logo on them.
Is that 14 or 18?
That's 14. It's gold. It's gold. It's 18-karat gold. It just came in yesterday.
Yeah. Really interesting. I like the very minimal look on the nib. Mm-hmm. It's just...
No scroll work.
Single-tone gold, so no two-tone. And then just the Tuning Fork. And then the little engraving at the bottom.
I've been on the fence on this one.
Well, you can't have them all.
Well, I can't have them all.
No.
And so for you watch folks, the color is designed after the Accutron Space View, which was their, for lack of a better term, their demonstrator model of the Accutron. And so you could see the green and yellow circuit board on the Space View. So that's the color. It doesn't really
doesn't go
with my shirt
great.
Today.
You can't have it.
So that's the origin behind the color. So if you look up a Space View Accutron, it will be this color.
Really pretty.
But it's nice. It looks like that diamond cast material
yep.
almost. It's got some sparkle to it.
Yep.
First solid 18-karat nib in the Esterbrook lineup. So the standard versions have not arrived yet, but we do have the limited edition. And of course this does fit the MV adapter and you can use vintage, but if you've got a 18 karat gold nib in there, I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah. Beautiful but, pen.
Nice looking.
Really nice collaboration.
If you're an Accutron fan like I am,
this could be dangerous,
this could
people.
Be. Oh yeah. Here's the diamond cast here.
Yeah.
So it's a diamond cast material.
Very cool.
So
really, really pretty. You know, kudos to Kenro for keeping the line fresh, for coming up with some really interesting collaborations, some interesting materials for the rod stock.
Just give me my C-glass.
Yeah.
The C-glass. We should talk about C-glass. Let's talk about the C-glass while we're talking about that.
Cool.
So C-glass came out.
Do we get to talk about things I want to talk about that are uncomfortable?
What's that?
I'm kidding.
I just want to. Sea glass was when it came out was supposed to be a regular addition to the lineup. So
and is it still going to be?
It still is, but
it was massively popular.
It was massively popular,
and I don't think that Kenro anticipated that it would be that massively popular, and so they are running behind him in production.
Yes.
So, now, is it pens or nibs or both?
The palladium trim sea glass in both sizes are on back order. Originally, I was told we would have them about the first week of September, and now it looks like it's going to be in maybe next month.
Okay.
So the sea glass, if you're waiting on sea glass and palladium, or you're interested, they're pushing out into, they said about 4 weeks they would have them and then they ship them to us and then I can get them out. So, and then hopefully we'll have some in stock again because they flew out.
They came in and went out. Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to make that, if you're waiting on that, the sea glass play in probably another 3-4 weeks.
Yes. So. And it's not just our inventory, it's Kenro,
yeah,
the distributor, is waiting to get
nothing.
It in from the manufacturer.
Yep.
So
yep.
We should also mention something that's not on here.
I think we should.
It's not big news, but Cross and Schaefer have recently made some changes to their lineup. I'd call it gutted, but
the Schaefer portion is a little bit unsettling.
Yeah.
When they sent the new catalog for this year,
they had reached out. Part of it is supply chain issues. I know that a lot of companies are having issue with palladium right now.
Yeah, for Cross & Shaver, it's definitely increased in price.
Yes.
A great deal.
So the Cross & Shaver, they've decided to cut a number of models from their lines. They're streamlining it so that they can focus on what they feel is more their core product or things that just don't move as well. So there will be some things that maybe you were thinking about and suddenly you see that, you know, your color options are gone or whatever.
I think it sounds like that they're going to maybe not completely discontinue these lines or these particular models, that they're gonna come back at some point. They're just taking them out of the catalog for now.
For now.
Because they can't get them.
Right. They can't make them, they can't get the materials or whatever.
So I mean we had pens that were introduced last year that we still haven't gotten. So the Icon, the Hooded Nib, and some of those other pens that we ordered, you know, it's been a year now. And they couldn't, the ink, the 30 mil bottle, and the new, the well bottle.
Yes.
Still don't have them. So,
well, they had an issue with them. They
with
tried
them leaking. Yeah.
With them leaking. Yeah. And if they know that it's going to leak when it ships to us, they know they're going to have a problem. So they're fixing it. But, and... Your legacy.
Let's talk about what is and isn't available in the Shaver catalog.
Okay.
Cross is pretty okay. They eliminated some colors, but Shaver Preludes are no longer in the catalog.
I like those.
Yeah, I always liked them too. Nice size. They were that Parker Sonnet size, so really nice, a nice looking pen. They are no longer in the catalog. Will they come back? I have no idea.
Right.
Can we still get them? No
nope.
idea. They're not in the catalog. Preludes, Legacies. We waited a long time to try to get a Legacy fountain pen.
Brian had his heart set on this pen. We did finally get one, and it was damaged. It
wasn't the right color. The nib was damaged. They couldn't get another nib. So
epic failure in Brian's eyes.
I've got this Legacy that's got a damaged nib. So.
Yeah.
But Legacy is pretty much is off the table. It's not in the catalog anymore. We do still have some Legacy rollerballs, which are pretty nice rollerballs. But the only thing that's left in the catalog are Shaver 100s, 300s, Intensities, and then there's a bunch of stuff that's the reminder clip and the Icon, which we still can't get yet.
Right.
And there's not much else.
So the VFM is gone?
The VFM is gone, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And a number of colors within the 100, 300?
They're actually pretty similar.
Pretty good?
With 100 and 300, they left all the colors.
Okay.
So they didn't really cut anything, but they, you know, just not having a Prelude and, you know, and some of those things was, and it looks like the Beverly, Cross Beverlys, I think, were cut too. So.
I like those.
Now, and I was told that maybe they'd be coming back. It's just that they're
right
not
now.
Available,
if
so.
They can't make it, they might as well just drop it for now.
So,
we'll see. Otherwise, it's like a big tease.
Yes, yeah, and it's confusing when we're trying to order things. So.
Yes.
Anyway, that's kind of the hit or miss of the Cross Shaver catalog. What do we have? We have a Chicago update.
We do. I'm going down on Friday to take another load of personal stuff and some product and whatever product comes in. So like we've said before, we can move into the apartment on the 15th and our plan is to open the store that following Monday the 20th. Please keep in mind that if you are coming in, we will not be fully stocked on the 20th.
No.
We will have whatever we can steel from Appleton. We will have whatever we've ordered that is delivered from companies to deliver to the Chicago store. But I know that a number of companies are really light on product in their warehouse, and so it will be a rolling.
It's shaping up. It's shaping up.
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, we'll get you some, and we've been personally I've been holding off on sending you the fountain pens early because. You know, if we need them here, we need them here.
Right.
So, for people to see. So.
But we will be decently stocked, but we will not have everything that Appleton has on day one. And I know some of the companies like Peter Popper Press, we ordered a giant order and it's a month out yet.
Yeah.
And we certainly ordered it in plenty of time. So again, supply chain drama. But Chicago will be open as of September 20th. We will be open 7 days a week. Store hours will be Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Sunday, noon to 4.
Awesome.
I get to sleep
in. You get to sleep in.
Woo!
Go to the Art Institute. We were just there on Sunday.
Sunday.
I was bribed to get up early and, and on my day off to go to Chicago.
You had 2 days off this weekend, that's why.
I know,
why.
But...
So we went to Chicago, dropped off a bunch of stuff.
Loaded up some pens and trays.
Yes, yes. It was nice because the last time I was there to meet a friend who was literally driving through. And by the time I was done with all that, I just didn't feel like putting everything out. And so we brought more product, put it all out on display, brought in some personal stuff so that it's just easier. Since we don't have the SUV anymore, we can't just move into the apartment in one trip. But it was nice to see things shaping up and see what's still empty so we can, you know, nudge Execlair and Blake Turn. Those big paper shelves are empty, so I got to work on that.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's kind of exciting to open it back up after 18 months. I have no idea how traffic will be in the loop. I have no idea
busy,
how
though.
Traffic
Sunday was
will be
a lot of traffic downtown.
In the hotel. But it's time to reopen and we're excited.
And Coles of London event will be happening?
Yes, Coles of London event. And
the first Monday after the Chicago Pen Show.
Yes. I found out that we will have both John Lane and Michael Hujara.
Oh, and Michael's coming.
Michael's coming.
Oh my
He's
goodness.
He's gonna stay a couple extra days.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know. I was really kind of sad that it felt like he dropped me.
You like the accents.
He's fun to joke around with. He comes off as kind of, you know, he's tall and German and seems a little unapproachable from afar, but he's funny.
Nice guy. I like him.
He's a trip.
He judges my German.
Well, who wouldn't?
All right.
But it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this will actually be the first time that we have seen John and Michael together, I believe.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. We had John up in Appleton for an event. That'll be fun. And all sorts of gorgeous DuPont and Visconti product. I'm looking forward to that. Yep. I think they should just leave everything.
They probably will. I've seen you shop. speaking of Chicago Pen Show, I should note that I have made the decision that I was going to go.
Just as an attendee.
Just an attendee.
We are not going to have a booth.
I haven't missed a Chicago Pen Show in 22 years.
You know, I spoke to John yesterday. He said you can come and hang out for the day with them. They'll put you to work.
I'd happy to work. I decided it just wasn't, I wasn't comfortable going to a big event like that. And so I have canceled my trip.
Okay.
I'm not going to the Chicago Pen Show.
I have canceled your hotel.
You have canceled my hotel. and also being that close to us moving in and it just didn't sit well with me and it wasn't the right time.
Especially with you're going to have to come down a little bit more in the beginning and we didn't want to stress our staff in Appleton. We work really hard to not ask too much of them above and beyond. Right. So
anyway, I'm not going to be there, which is very sad, but maybe next year. Maybe next year. So do we have anything else?
I'm going to say no, and then as you finish your thing, I'm going to think of something else.
Think of something else.
So I don't.
I'll talk really slow. Thanks for joining us.
I think we're done.
Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You know, we have two new Kyono Oto inks.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Don't forget, we have a store in Chicago.
Is that slow enough for you?
That will be open as of September 20th. I said, we have two new Kyono Oto inks.
The website is chicago.andersonpens.com. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and next week we'll talk about those two new Kyo no Oto inks.
They're shimmer.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
I was trying to get the cap off my pen for hours. Nothing I tried was working. Then it clicked. I think you were so impressed by that joke, you forgot to laugh.